Welcome to the Mergesort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined as always by our lead analyst, Jane.
Great to be here, Paul. Today's digest is packed with some really big headlines that show the rapidly evolving AI landscape.
Absolutely, Jane. Let's dive right into our top story. NVIDIA has just introduced Nemotron 3 Nano Omni, a new long-context multimodal AI model. This sounds like a significant step forward.
It really is, Paul. This extends their Nemotron line from just vision language to now include text, images, video, and audio. The quote, long context part means it can process incredibly dense and complex inputs, like full documents or long videos, with impressive accuracy.
That's powerful. And speaking of big players, the financial news is huge. Anthropic has reportedly crossed a $1 trillion valuation, officially overtaking OpenAI as the most valuable AI company on Earth.
Mind-boggling numbers, aren't they? This isn't just about valuation. It signals a shift in the competitive landscape and investor confidence. It shows serious belief in Anthropic's particular approach to AI development.
It certainly does. And to fuel that growth, we're seeing massive investments across the board. Big tech hyperscalers like Microsoft, Google, Meta, and Amazon collectively invested an astounding $130 billion in AI infrastructure in Q1 2026 alone.
That's an incredible sum, Paul, and it really highlights the ongoing arms race for compute power. Despite these huge investments, the report suggests they're still facing significant capacity shortages, which is a bottleneck for everyone in the industry. Less than person one, greater than. It's a race for resources, for sure. Another interesting move from Anthropic is their acquisition of the Bun JavaScript runtime. This brings up some fascinating dynamics around open source projects and AI-generated code. Less than person two, greater than, indeed. The Bun project, written in Zig, faced issues because Zig has a strict ban on LLM-authored contributions. It's a really good example of the tension between integrating AI tools for efficiency and maintaining the human-centric philosophy of some open-source communities.
That's a debate that's only going to intensify. Shifting gears to public perception, a new report indicates that Gen Z's opinion of AI is declining significantly, largely due to fears of job loss.
This is a critical trend, Paul. While Gen Z are early adopters, they're also experiencing the direct impact of AI on the job market and education. Their concerns about displacement and the quality of AI-generated content are becoming more vocal, pushing back against the tech industry's narrative. Less than person one, greater than it, shows a growing skepticism. In other news, we saw new model releases from IBM with their open-source Granite 4.1 LLMs, and Mistral unveiled their Medium 3.5 model, complete with remote coding agents. Less than person two, greater than both, are important for the open source and enterprise AI ecosystems, Paul. IBM's Granite models offer advanced efficiency and massive context windows, while Mistral continues to push boundaries with practical applications like coding agents, showing how quickly these models are being integrated into workflows. Less than person one, greater than, and speaking of integration, Microsoft 365 Copilot is now integrating multi-model routing using both OpenAI's GPT and Anthropic's Claude. That's a smart move for flexibility. Less than person two, greater than, absolutely. It suggests that companies are realizing a single model isn't always the answer. Routing tasks to the best suited model, whether it's for creative writing or factual summarization, can significantly improve performance and reliability for users. Less than person two, finally. A notable development on the regulatory front. House committees are probing Airbnb and cursor parent Anisphere over their use of Chinese AI models. This highlights growing geopolitical concerns in AI. Less than person two, greater than, this really underscores the increasing scrutiny on supply chains and data sovereignty in the AI space.
Governments are becoming very aware of the national security implications of where and how AI models are developed and deployed.
A lot to unpack today, Jane. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for Thursday, April 30th, 2026. Thank you for joining us, Jane, and thank you to our listeners.
My pleasure, Paul.
We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI. Until then, stay informed.